storm track has been south of us. We've had a number of Gulf of Alaska low-pressure systems come on up into the Gulf, and then what they'll do is instead of going onshore, like in Yakutat or over the Panhandle someplace, they've been sliding south and going into the Queen Charlottes or even further south, like Vancouver Island. And that's been our general pattern for almost this whole winter season. And because we're on, that puts us on the north side of the low, especially for Sitka, it's conducive to snowfall. And, you know, I'm not seeing a whole lot of change.
So I'm imagining a big storm center kind of whirling in across the ocean, and it's spinning in a counterclockwise direction, right?
That's correct.
And so as it goes below us, it's actually pulling in cold air from the Arctic interior, and that's why we're continuing to have this sustained wintry weather.
Yeah, the low-pressure system and its associated front will still give you the lift, which is required for precipitation. But then you add the cold air, especially at low levels, and the flakes don't have a chance to melt, and here you go. You got more snow. You get it dusting all the time.
What would cause the storm track to shift?
Well, I mean, usually it's the atmosphere warms up. But what I did was I went to the Climate Prediction Center, which does the National Weather Service forecasts for, like, monthly and seasonally. And I looked for April, and they are sticking with their guns, and they've been consistently saying that April, Sitka and all of Southeast Alaska is going to have below normal temperatures. And then I looked ahead, and they also do a prediction for the 3 months, April, May, and June. And again, the Climate Prediction Center is insisting in their forecast that, that April, May, and June are also going to have below normal temperatures. And for both of those time periods, they were also forecasting normal precipitation. Now, April is one of our drier months, but one would think that with below normal temperatures, we would have a better chance of getting snow. I was just looking here at some of the records for Sitka, and I noticed that on April 18th of 1972, Sitka got 7.8 inches of snow. So it's well within the possibility, and it certainly could keep going.
Did somebody take the snowplow off their truck too early and cause winter to go on too long?
Whoever that guy in Sitka that took his snowplow off the truck, we got to hunt him down because he did it to us.
And if we get the snowplow back on the truck, can we turn this thing around for spring?
That and the fact that I've now given you a prediction of a longer winter is the reverse curse. We'll certainly now go warm and into rain.